The property damage also included 731 banks, 140 public spaces, 9 religious centers, 70 gasoline stations, 307 vehicles, 183 police cars, 1,076 motorcycles, and 34 ambulances, the Interior Minister said. The worst violence documented so far happened in the city of Mashhad and its suburbs, with a population of 120,000 people in Iran's southwest Khuzestan province, a region with an ethnic Arab majority that has a long history of unrest and opposition to the central government. Mashhad is adjacent to the nation's largest industrial petrochemical complex and serves as a gateway to Bandar Imam, a major port. The New York Times interviewed 6 residents of the city, including a protest leader who had witnessed the violence, a reporter based in the city who works for Iranian media and had investigated the violence but was banned from reporting it, and a nurse at the hospital where casualties were treated. They each provided similar accounts of how the Revolutionary Guards deployed a large force to Mashhad on Monday, November 18th, to crush the protests. All spoke on the condition of anonymity for fear of retribution by the guards. For 3 days, according to these residents, protesters had successfully gained control of most of Mashhad and its suburbs, blocking the main road to the city and the adjacent industrial petrochemical complex. Iran's interior minister confirmed that the protesters had gotten control over Mashhad and its roads in a televised interview last week, but the Iranian government did not respond to specific questions in recent days about the mass killings in the city. Local security forces and riot police officers had attempted to disperse the crowd and open the roads, but failed, residents said. Several clashes between protesters and security forces erupted between Saturday evening and Monday morning before the guards were dispatched there. When the guards arrived near the entrance to a suburb, Sharak, Shamran, populated by low-income members of Iran's ethnic Arab minority, they immediately shot without warning at dozens of men blocking the intersection, killing several on the spot, according to the residents interviewed by phone.